Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for January 5th, 2022. I almost said 2020-21. It takes a little bit getting used to. It's a new year, and I'm excited to be here, especially today. This is a really cool thing we're doing, and you guys, I think, have heard me say that I've wanted to play this. There were a couple things we were just ironing out, and now that we know that everything's good, I am so excited to be playing this. So we are playing The Bard's Tale, Warlocks of Largefern. And this is really cool. So before we start talking about the game, I do want to remind you all that we are on social media. We are at Poptail Social on Twitter. Excuse me, I think I'm getting a cold, which is not good. I'm assuming it's the weather. We're also Poptail Social on Facebook. We are Poptail on Facebook, I believe. We're on YouTube. Hopefully you're watching us on our YouTube channel. If you're watching us somewhere else, whether it is VoiceSpark on Twitter or on YouTube, maybe you're watching on my channel on YouTube, maybe you're watching on Facebook, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Let's get those numbers up. We are really rolling up in the subscriber count, and it's awesome. When we started this in June, Poptail was at, I believe, 50 subscribers. We're currently at 140. So we're having some growth, and that's good. A lot of cool stuff we put up for you guys. So please consider subscribing. And now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about The Bard's Tale. So normally, I would jump right into a game and start playing it. But what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the history of The Bard's Tale. And you might be like, Liam, why are you doing that? You don't normally talk a lot. You play a game. You don't read descriptions. But The Bard's Tale has a long history. And it is, I believe, one of the first major properties besides Starfinder to get a sort of interactive audio treatment. I mean, I suppose there was a Jurassic Park thing done, and obviously we've talked about the, we did the Choose Your Own Adventure book, but really this is sort of the first major game series to have a full-fledged game skill that's like a whole nother adventure. It's not a companion app. It's not something separate. It is its whole thing. So before we get into the actual game, I think it does make sense to talk a little bit about what The Bard's Tale actually is. So in 1985, a little company called Interplay Entertainment released a game called The Bard's Tale. And, it was a big deal. It was one of those computer games. It was on everything. It was on the Amiga. It was on the Apple IIe, the Commodore 64. There was even a port for the NES and the Famicom. So everything had this game, and it was pretty big for its day. Originally created by Michael Cranford and developed by Brian Fargo's Interplay Productions. And later, InXile Entertainment, who have done some of the later ports, which we'll talk about. The original name was Tales of the Unknown, but the that didn't last. It ended up being The Bard's Tale, and it's the game that we know and love. So there were a few different releases in the series. There was A Bard's Tale in 1985, The Bard's Tale 2, The Destiny Knight, in 1986, 1988, had A Bard's Tale 3. Then, in the 90s, there was a spinoff, the Bard's Tale Construction Set, in 1991. And there wasn't anything until 2004, which was a sort of I don't want to say re-released because it was a different game. It was called The Bard's Tale. Then in 2017, there was a spinoff called The Mage's Tale. And in 2018, we finally got The Bard's Tale 4. And the same year, we got a trilogy of all the three original games remastered. Those, of course, being done by InXile Entertainment. And so this series, not just this game, But the series has a long history. I mean, it's as old as I am. And so it's truly amazing to see something like this and the longevity that it has. So if you're kind of like tuning into this going, what's the Bard's Tale? Yeah, hopefully that fills you in a little bit, gives you an idea of, wow, this thing's been around. It's nothing new. No spring chicken. So, I mean, definitely is a long-lived series. And what's really cool is our pals over at Wanderword got the rights to make a game based on the series, and maybe they'll make more games. Wouldn't that be cool? I don't know. So, that being said, we're going to take a quick look at the description for this game. I'll make it really quick, I promise. And it is a quick description. Taking place just before the events of The Bard's Tale 4, the town of Scarabray, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is undergoing changes, and not for the better. Explore the secluded settlement town of Largefern, recruit companions, and solve the mysteries of the disappearing citizens in this audio role-playing game. So this is a newer game. It's been in development for a little while. Like I said, I have been over the moon to play this. I have wanted to stream this. There was a small snafu that we were working out, and I was, you know, they were like, can you hold on for a few weeks? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, you have to. And I said, okay, fine. So here we are. I mean, and it is time. So get your adventuring trousers on and let's play this thing. So like every skill, we use our wake word and we launch it. So here we go. Ziggy, open the Bard's Tale.
A word of advice, adventurer. While this audio role-playing game is fully playable on any device, there is beautiful artwork and other gameplay information displayed throughout
the game. Yes, there is.
Feel free to try it out on a screen-enabled device to utilize these graphical elements. Now then, are you ready to proceed?
Yes. All right. So I apologize for not
this
having...
This is the land of Kate, where dwarves, elves, and trolls walk side by side with humankind. The land is once again in turmoil as the central city of Scarabray is undergoing changes. The oppression against the non-human races, the members of the Adventurers Guild, and all things magic is escalating. A street urchin sits in one of the many alleys in the bustling city. Their path astray. The youth watches, as so many times before, the flow of people through the small corridor. Their stomach starts rumbling. Hunger, twisting and tearing, as it makes itself known again. A large shadow is suddenly cast over the alley as a cloaked figure approaches.
Greetings, young one. I go by the name Saddle the Seeker. I seek out individuals that have fallen from the path laid out for them. And the threads I cast have led me to you.
Oh.
Say, if you could see a different future for yourself, what do you see? Do you see yourself weaving magic? Perhaps protecting others? Maybe a life of deception? Or singing inspiring songs?
Singing inspiring songs.
The Bard and the Practitioner classes are not available with the free version of Bard's Tale. Try saying, open shop, to unlock the full Bard's Tale experience.
Greetings, young one.
Ziggy, open shop. Let's do that.
You're currently playing the free trial version of Bard's Tale. Do you want to purchase the full version?
Yes.
By purchasing the full game, you will unlock all four player classes, and unlock access to the full extent of the city and the underground.
Ooh.
As a Prime member, you save 99 cents. Your price is just $4 plus tax. Would you like to buy it?
Yes.
Great. Your order is complete and I've emailed you a receipt.
Boy, that was easy.
Thank you for purchasing Bard's Tale. You can now access the whole story and all the available player classes, including the Bard and the Practitioner.
Nice.
You have unlocked a new product, the Starter Pack.
Oh!
Say open store or what can I buy for more information?
Well, would you claim to be a weaver of magic? A fighter? Skilled in the art of deception? Or a singer of inspirational songs?
A singer.
Well, would you claim to be a weaver of magic?
Hey.
A fighter? Skilled in the art of deception? Or a singer of inspirational songs?
A singer of inspirational songs.
Well, would you claim to be a
weaver? For whatever reason, I wonder if I just need to say the bard.
A fighter.
Ziggy, bard. Is it gonna? Oh, hold on. Okay, so I'm having a little trouble with the matching here. Hold on. Ziggy, open the bard's tale. So skills after a certain amount of time will time out.
If you could see a different future for yourself.
Here we go.
What do you see? Weaving magic. Perhaps protecting others.
Okay.
Maybe a life of deception. Or strengthening others through songs.
Strengthening others through songs. This should let me do it.
Songs are meant to be inspiring.
Go.
But they can be so much more. Even magical in nature.
The youth reflected on this. This would set you on the path of minstrels. Supporting those around you by inspirational song. Your first class ability would be Chug. An ability which will, when used, increase your constitution and intelligence during a combat encounter. But stun you until the start of your next turn.
Oh no.
Are you sure you want to live out the rest of your adventures as a bard?
Yes. Well, let's do it.
Interesting. For some time now, I gathered individuals, not unlike yourself, in a new town down south. There is still a lot of work to be done, but it's shaping up nicely. Unfortunately, the town is suffering from hardship right now, and you are the one who can help. My ship, the Edir, is waiting at the docks. Just state my name to the captain. Seek out the Adventurers Guild when you arrive. Oh, and before I forget, take this.
You have just received your inventory.
Oh.
You can open it by saying open inventory when the opportunity arrives. All of the sudden, two men brandishing swords stop at the mouth of the alley,
uh-oh,
discussing something between themselves while glancing over at the two of you.
We are out of time. I will hold them off. You have to make it to the docks.
Not wanting to get caught up in the situation, you grab the bag and start running, leaving the commotion behind you.
All right.
The last supplies are being loaded onto the Adair as you find it. And standing at the foot of the gangplank, a woman inspects a list.
Halt. What business brings you here? Let me guess. Savile sent you. Well, before you can board, I need to fill in this form. A captain worth her coin needs at all time to know what she has aboard her ship. What is your name?
You can't remember ever having a name. But you have heard the street urchins of Scarabray being referred to as pigeon children.
What? A pigeon child? That's not very flattering. You could at least choose a different bird. Let's see. Maybe crow, raven, hawk, or sparrow.
Pigeon. I won't be pigeon.
Really? Well, fine. You have it your way then. Pigeon it is.
The captain notes it down and looks up at you.
That should be all. Feel free to board. We're leaving within the hour.
A life spent living on firm land has not prepared you for the journey at sea. You soon find your assigned spot, under deck. The constant rocking, combined with the stench of sweat and sea salt, keep you close to your bunk bed. You struggle to adjust to the dim light. Try saying, "Look around," to inspect your surroundings closer.
Open store. So,
you currently have one product available to you, the starter pack. By purchasing this product, you'd receive enough experience points to get to level 3.
Oh.
A unique armor based on your class.
Oh.
For healing potions. And 20 gold. Do you want to purchase the starter pack?
Yes.
By purchasing the starter pack, you will receive an armor based on your class, gain an experience boost, and receive a few bonus items. As a Prime member, you save 29 cents.
Okay.
Your price is just $1.20 plus tax. Would you like to buy it?
Yes.
Great. Your order is complete and I've emailed you a receipt.
Thank you for purchasing the starter pack. Thank you for purchasing the starter pack. You will now receive the following. The studded performer's outfit. Which serves as both an armor, as well as an exquisite piece of garment. As well as 4 healing potions, 20 gold, and enough experience points to level up to level 3.
Oh yeah, level 3!
Have fun, and enjoy, The Bard's Tale, Warlocks of Largefern. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Oh.
Try saying, look around.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Look around.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
That's a small, I know exactly. Look around. Look around. There we go.
You will find the noteworthy things around you are highlighted by this signal.
Oh.
Interact with these highlighted objects by using any of the following key phrases. Look at, talk to, pick up, or use. For example, use door. Or look at bed. You can also talk with your companions by saying talk to companion. Your eyes start to adjust to the dim light, and you take in your surroundings. You see your bunk bed and chest assigned to you by the captain. The other passengers seemingly find themselves in the same miserable state as you. Except an elven bard, rhythmically swaying while thrumming his lute. You should try to go to sleep, as the journey is long and you could use some shut-eye. Though you also have some time to explore your surroundings. Well then, what do you want to do?
Talk to Bard.
So, Pigeon, was it? I happened to overhear you and the captain as you boarded. Quite the name. You'll have to tell me about it sometime.
What do you want to do?
Look around.
You see your bunk bed.
Okay, my bed.
And chest.
A chest.
Assigned to you by the captain. The other passengers seemingly find themselves in the same miserable state as you. Except an elven bard, rhythmically swaying while thrumming his lute. You should try to go to sleep, as the journey is long and you could use some shut-eye. Though you also have some time to explore your surroundings. Well then. What do you want to do?
Look at chest.
As far as you can gather, the chest comes with a bunk. Possibly for the crew to store away personal belongings. Well then. What do you want to do?
Look at passengers.
Like you, the passengers are mostly keeping to themselves at their assigned places. A hidden object is needed to advance the story. Try saying, use chest, to see what's inside. Well then.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
Use chest. That was actually going to be my next step.
You open the chest and find a pillow.
Hey,
you gain 3 experience points and gain a dirty pillow.
Ooh.
You need a total of 10 experience points to level up. To check your progress, you can at any time say, level up. The elven bard leans over.
Look at that. Yours barely has any stains.
Lucky you. I will just have to ignore the brown spots on mine. Anyhow, a good nap should make this trip a whole lot more bearable.
Well then, what do you want to do?
Sleep. I like that bard.
You consider going to sleep, hoping to wake up when the boat arrives at its destination. Are you ready to continue the journey?
Yes.
A firm grip on your shoulder stirs you from your deep sleep. The elven bard is standing over you. His gaze fixed on the back of a kneeling hooded figure rocking back and forth at the other side of the ship. A deep repetitive murmur can be heard coming from the figure.
Uh-oh.
Wake up. Something is not right here. I noticed that fellow casting strange looks at you earlier, and now he is acting out of the ordinary.
The man suddenly turns silent and stops his rocking. He stands up slowly, turning towards the both of you. His appearance is covered with a mask made from a skull of some creature with pointed fangs, made to rip flesh.
Are we gonna get a fight?
In his right hand, he is holding a ceremonial-looking dagger, its curved blade filled with strange markings.
It's been foretold, but I refuse to believe it.
The man suddenly lets out a primal scream as he lunges at you.
Oh!
Welcome to the combat tutorial for Bard's Tale. This tutorial is aimed to teach you the fundamentals of the Bard's Tale combat system. Do you wish to play this tutorial?
Yes.
Let's get started then. We will first take a look at the battlefield and positioning. The combat in Bard's Tale takes place on an 8-square grid.
Oh!
4 squares arranged in a 2x2 formation belong to your party, and the enemy's squares mirror yours. The positions for this combat scenario are as follows. You are standing in the front left position. Your companion is standing in the back right position. And the enemy, the cultist, is standing in the front right position.
Okay.
If you at any point need a reminder where all the characters are positioned during combat, simply say, look around. Let's try it out. Try saying look around.
Look around.
You are standing in the front left position.
Okay.
Your companion is standing in the back
right position.
So he's
like right, okay, so he's diagonal.
And the enemy, the cultist, is standing in the front right position.
Okay.
Good, let's take a look at movement next. You wouldn't want to stumble around the battlefield. Every combat scenario starts with you, controlling your own character. Moving during combat is done by saying move, followed by the direction, or naming the square itself. Note that character can't move diagonally. Also, if you move to a square where a companion is standing, you will switch places. Now, say, move right, to move your character from the front left position to the front right position.
Move right.
You are now standing in front of the cultist.
I'm going to get you.
The enemy is getting impatient. Let's move on to attacking.
Yeah.
In order to perform an attack, the character attacking has to be in the same line as the enemy.
Right, which makes sense, yeah.
Note that some skills take exception from this rule. The effectiveness of attacks is determined by the equipped weapons, stats, and positions of both parties. Melee weapons are most effective from the front line, and when standing on an adjacent square. Ranged weapons work best from the back line, and when there are at least one square in between the intended target. This is the perfect time to attack since you are standing directly in front of the enemy. Try attacking by saying, attack.
Attack.
You attack the cultist, dealing 5 damage. That showed him. Let's take a look at companions next. Remember to not leave them hanging. If you have companions in your party, one of them will join you during combat. When outside of combat, you can choose what companion you want to fight with.
Oh.
You have the bard with you. Try changing to your companion by saying, switch character.
Switch character.
I'll put you right back to sleep.
You're now controlling the bard. Each companion has a unique class ability. This ability is enhanced by the intelligence statistic. The bard's class ability grants bonus health and intelligence for the rest of the combat.
That's just bob and weave.
But stuns them until the end of your next round. Try using the bard's ability by saying chug or use class ability.
Use class ability.
The bard takes a deep chug from his bottle, enhancing his health and intelligence, but leaves him swaying on the spot.
So what?
Let's continue by mentioning actions and turns.
Alright.
The player can take up to 3 actions during one combat turn. The actions are attacking, moving, and using an ability.
Right.
You have now taken 3 actions.
Effectively
ending your turn and starting the enemy's turn. The cultist readies his knife and attacks you, dealing 4 damage. Ending the enemy's turn. You are controlling your character again, but you have taken damage and are severely injured. This is where items can come in handy.
Here, take this. You are going to need it.
Your companion handed you a health potion. Drinking potions restore some of your health. Try drinking the health potion by saying, drink potion.
Drink potion.
You drink the potion and restore all your health. Your maximum health is determined by your constitution and can be increased with items. The cultist is weakened. Let's finish him off by attacking once more.
Attack. Do it. Having a little lag here. I don't know what's going on. There it goes. Oh, did I lose the... I might have lost the thing. Ziggy, open the Bard's Tale. There we go. I'm having a little trouble with my connection to the Alexa service.
And so continues our story of the brave adventurer, Pigeon the Bard, who recently arrived at the docks of Largefern, a small settlement.
What happened?
They have just received a journal.
Oh, no.
And a new task. Let's take a look at the task at hand.
What happened?
Say open journal to open it.
Okay, so we open journal. Uh-oh. There we go.
After the narrow escape from Scary Bray, Sabel has tasked you to board his ship and visit the Adventurer's Guild in Largefern.
Okay.
You close your journal as you reach its final entry. With the bard by your side, you look around the docks of your new home. Large crates are stacked along the edge of the docks. A group of people is talking in hushed tones at the end of the pier. Going north would take you into town, where you see a building with an oddly shaped roof ornament. A round red bottle with a long neck and stopper.
feel free to look around the docks for a bit. We can go north when you are ready to head further into town.
What do you want to do?
Look at crates.
The crates look just like regular crates to you. There are no markings to suggest what they could contain. What do you want to do?
Use crates.
You smash the crates open and find a healing potion.
Hey!
You gain 3 experience points. You pick it up and stash it in your inventory.
You sure are fierce. It didn't stand a chance.
What do you want to do?
Look at people.
The members of the group are scruffy looking, wearing tattered long sleeve clothes. What do you want to do?
Talk to people.
The eldest of the men turns to face you.
Did that boat just arrive from Scarab Ray? Rumor has it that the Fatherites have started to act on what they are preaching. I haven't heard from my brother in weeks. I hope he hasn't been thrown into a dungeon. Or worse.
What do you want to do?
Look around. What else we could do?
The smashed remains of the crates are scattered along the edge of the docks. A group of people is talking among themselves in hushed tones at the end of the pier. Further north, up the road that leads into town, a large building with a strange carved ornament on the roof can be seen. What do you want to do?
Look north. Oh, are we having this problem again? There we go.
You take the road north, making your way to
the
building.
I just wanted to look north, but that's
fine. On the roof.
This is the apothecary. The business is supposed to provide potions for guild members and beverages to the tavern. And over there is the owner of the establishment.
By a serving hatch, the store clerk is overlooking the street. To the north is a collapsed bridge. Looking east, you see a building with a large sign. Going south would lead back to the docks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Talk to clerk.
Welcome, this is the apothecary, or it is supposed to be. Unfortunately, we had some trouble with shipments. But I have some equipment, so if you find any interesting looking plants, I might be able to offer some services as an alchemist.
Oh.
And if you are looking for things to buy, then head to the square.
You note down the task from the alchemist in your journal.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Go east.
You are able to discern the large sign before getting close to the building. It portrays 2 shields bracketing the text, Adventurer's Guild.
Oh, there we go.
Here we are. This is where we part ways. The guildmaster is inside. Just use the door to enter. Well, I got a meeting with someone at the tavern.
You watch the bard walk north, before turning back to the Adventurer's Guild. Several posters in various states of decay have been placed on the wall. The door leading inside is next to the posters. You also notice a sinkhole in the road just outside the building. To the north, you see the town square, bustling with activity. And to the west is the road that leads back to the apothecary. What do you want to do?
Look at sinkhole.
The sinkhole isn't large, but you can't tell how deep it runs from just looking at it. What do you want to do?
Look at posters.
From what you can tell, all the posters are portraits and information, missing individuals.
Hmm.
What do you want to do?
Use door. Oh, okay, so What I think is going on, I don't know if it's an issue with like web services. Ziggy, open the Bard's Tale. But we're having issues, I think, loading some things.
And so continues our story of the brave adventurer, Pigeon the Bard, who is standing inside the Adventurer's Guild. For a reminder of the task at hand, say journal.
Okay.
To inspect your surroundings, say, look around.
Look around.
A single chair has been placed in front of the crackling fireplace. The guild master is standing behind the bar. What do you want to do?
Talk to guildmaster.
So you are the one Savile said he was going to get. Good. Let's get started immediately. I've got a mission for you. But I never send an adventurer alone.
Oh.
Too risky. We have two other adventurers in town. An elven bard named Irving, who should have been on the same boat as you.
Yep.
And a dwarf fighter named Finian. Irving can be a bit of trouble from time to time. But he is trustworthy. You will usually find him drinking his days away in the tavern. Fenrir can often be found by the smithy, discussing metal and craftsmanship. Her personality does not fit the model of an adventurer, but she is fiercely strong when it matters. Come back and speak to me after you've picked them up.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Use chair? Can I use
you should go get your companions.
No.
You can sit on that chair later.
What do you want to do?
Use door.
You walk out of the guild hall.
So let's go find your companions.
You find yourself outside the door of the Adventurer's Guild. The posters on the wall have been left undisturbed.
Weird, okay.
And there are no changes to
Heaven's
the
not having issues. I don't... It could be my net.
To the north, you see the town square.
Let's go check the town square.
And to the west lies the road that leads to the apothecary.
Right.
What do you want to do?
Go north. Yeah, see... Oh, there we go.
You walk to the center of the square. Standing next to a large fountain, surrounded by the cobblestone buildings, you take a look at all the individuals in motion. They are from all races, going about their daily life, plenty of them glancing up at the sun from time to time. At the west corner, you see a tavern. And a market stand. To the north, from a building with a large chimney, you hear clanging.
Okay, that's the
smithy.
Must
be the smithy. To the east is one of the tall buildings you spotted from the boat. To the south is the Adventurer's Guild. You are standing in the market square. What do you want to do?
Go to tavern. Let's go pick up our elf pal.
You step into the tavern. The Trow tavern keeper is cleaning mugs during the downtime and acknowledges you with a nod as you enter. A burning smell from the dully glowing coals in the fireplace is filling the quiet tavern. An archway, at the other side of the building, is blocked off with a wooden plaque. The elven bard is sitting at a table right next to it, talking loudly between the swigs. Patrons at the same table are sitting quietly, exchanging awkward glances with each other as the bard keeps rambling. What do you want to do?
Talk to bard.
Is that purpose I see in your eyes? I take it you have been at the Adventurer's Guild. Well, my mug is empty anyway. Let's head out. I'll be picking up the fighter as well. If so, we will probably find her at the smithy.
Okay.
The whole building suddenly shakes.
Uh-oh.
And a cloud of dust bursts out from the blocked-off archway, filling the room quickly. A few seconds later, a goblin comes running out in a panic. It freezes on the spot as it notices it's not alone.
A goblin inside my favorite tavern? That won't do. Looks like it's time to perform.
You are standing in the front left position. Your companion is standing in the front right position. A knife-wielding goblin is standing on the front right position. You're controlling your character.
Okay.
You have 6 health. You have 3 actions left.
Move right.
You take a step to the right. Your companion swaps their position with you. You're controlling your character. Okay. You have 6 health. You have 2 actions left.
Attack.
You attack the knife-wielding goblin, dealing for damage. You're controlling your character. You have 6 health. You have 1 actions left.
Switch character.
You're controlling your elf companion. They have 6 health. You have 1 actions left.
Chug.
Nothing like a proper drink to clear my head for a fight.
Oh boy. Glug, glug, glug.
Ending your turn. Your enemies are preparing to retaliate.
Okay. Yeah!
The knife-wielding goblin attacks you, dealing to damage. You're controlling your character. You have 4 health. You have 3 actions left.
Attack.
Yeah, you attack the knife-wielding goblin, dealing for damage, killing them instantly.
Yeah!
You have defeated your enemies and you have gained 1 experience,
what?
Giving you a total of 47 experience.
Oh, I can level up!
Looting the remains, you find 1 gold, giving you a total of 21 gold.
Let's level up.
You have enough experience to level up.
Yeah.
Say level up at any time to choose your path.
What a mess. I hope this doesn't affect the tavern's business. I would have to drink at the Adventurer's Guild instead. Not a pleasant thought.
What do you want to do?
Level up.
You have now attained enough experience to become level 2. You can now choose to increase your strength, intelligence, or constitution.
Constitution.
Your constitution has increased, greatly boosting your health. You now have 37 experience points.
All right, I'm going to keep leveling up.
You have enough experience points to level up again.
Yeah. Look at this.
You are now level 3. As a bard, you now have to specialize between the following 2 options.
Ooh.
A troubadour. Their class ability will dazzle a random enemy, reducing the damage they deal for the rest of the combat encounter.
Ooh.
Or a war chanter. The war chanter's song grants the bard a bonus to their attacks and health.
War chanter. There we go.
Your class has now changed to war chanter.
I love
You've unlocked your subclass ability. By using this in combat, you are able to raise your attack damage for the rest of the encounter. You now have 7 experience points. You need another 53 experience to level up again. And so continues our story of the brave adventurer, Pigeon the Bard, who is standing inside the tavern in a town called Larkfern. For a reminder of the task at hand, say journal. To inspect your surroundings, say, look around.
Use door. So let's go to the smithy.
You walk to the center of the square, stopping next to the large fountain. At the west corner of the square is the tavern and the market stand. To the north, from the building you believe to be the smithy, the clanging continues. To the east is the tall building spotted from the boat. To the south is the Adventurer's Guild. You are standing in the market square. What do you want to do?
Go north.
The sounds of hammers striking anvils get louder as you get closer. A blacksmith and a dwarf are having a discussion outside the building while looking at equipment laid out on a table. They are discussing material and smithing techniques, the dwarf pointing and offering advice. To the north is the other tall building. From this distance, the building resembles a place of worship. To the south is the way back to the square. You're standing outside the blacksmith. What do you want to do?
Talk to Smithy.
You are standing outside the town, Smithy. Interact with your surroundings by using the following key phrases. Look at, talk to, use, and pick up. You can always say, look around, to get a description of your surroundings. Oh. What do you want to do?
Talk to dwarf. We'll just talk to the dwarf.
So you're the one we have been waiting for. Well, I'm as ready as I will ever be. Let's go.
Nice that we have the whole gang. Let's go back to the Adventurers Guild.
A crash can be heard from the side of the smithy.
Uh-oh.
Looking over, you see a goblin, surrounded by equipment that had previously been on display, now spread out on the ground.
A thieving goblin! We cannot allow it to take the smithy's wares!
You are standing in the back right position. Your companion is standing in the back left position. A knife-wielding goblin is standing on the back right position. You're controlling your character. You have 21 health. You have 3 actions left.
War chant.
You're controlling your character. You have 3
okay,
actions left.
I think what I want
to
do.
If you are unsure what to do, try saying help.
Use class skill?
You're controlling your character.
Oh.
You have 3 right. actions left. If you are unsure what to do, try saying help.
Help.
You are currently controlling your character, and you can use commands such as attack, class ability.
Oh, class ability.
Subclass ability.
Okay. Oh, subclass ability.
Drink a health potion.
Okay.
Switch character. Look around. Or skip your turn.
Move forward.
You take a step forward. You're controlling your character. You have 21 health. You have 2 actions left.
Move left.
You have already moved this turn.
Oh,
you're controlling your character.
Okay.
You have 21 health. You have 2 actions left.
Subclass ability.
You're controlling your character.
Oh, is it used? See, it's a little touchy.
You're controlling your character. You have 2 actions left. If you are unsure what to do, try saying help.
Use subclass ability. All right, there we go.
With a mighty war cry, you increase your strength for the rest of the combat. You're controlling your character. You have 21 health. You have 1 actions
wow,
left.
Wow, I have a lot of health. Switch characters.
You're controlling your dwarf companion.
There we go.
They have 24 health. You have 1 actions left.
Move forward.
The dwarf takes a step forward. Ending your turn.
All right.
Your enemies are preparing to retaliate.
Yeah!
The knife-wielding goblin attacks you, dealing 3 damage.
No.
You're controlling your character. You have 18 health. You have 3 actions left.
Attack goblin. Or just attack. That's cool.
You attack the knife-wielding goblin, dealing 12 damage.
Oh.
You're controlling your character. You have 18 health.
Let's
you
see.
Have 2 actions left.
Switch character.
You're controlling your character. You have 2
Ziggy,
actions
switch
left.
Character.
You're controlling your dwarf there companion. They have 24 health. You have 2 actions left.
Look around.
You are standing in the front right position. Your companion is standing in the front left position. A knife-wielding goblin is standing on the back right position. You're controlling your dwarf
okay.
companion.
So.
They have 24 health.
Right
you
now.
Have 2 actions left.
move right.
The dwarf takes a step to the right. Your companion switches
there
places
we go.
With you. You're controlling your dwarf companion. They have 24 health. You have 1 actions left.
Attack.
You attack the knife-wielding goblin, dealing 12 damage, killing them instantly.
Yes!
It won't get back up after a hit like that.
That was nice. I love that you can swap, and then...
You have defeated your enemies, and you have gained 3 experience, giving you a total of 10 experience. Looting the remains, you find 1 gold, giving you a total of 22 gold.
That was nice.
Is it dead? Good. These tiny creatures always send a shiver down my spine.
You have now recruited both your companions, but only one of them can assist you during combat. To swap between the active companions, say, change companion when outside of combat.
Oh, cool. Okay.
What do you want to do?
South.
You are standing outside the town smithy. Interact with your surroundings by using the following key phrases. Look at...
Ziggy, go talk. South. There we go.
To the north, the clanging from the smithy continues. To the east is the tall building you spotted from the boat. To the south is the Adventurer's Guild. You are standing in the market square.
So we're going to go...
What do you want to do?
Go south.
You step up to the streets outside the Adventurer's Guild. What do you want to do?
Stop. So unfortunately...
Thank you for playing the Bard's Tale, Warlocks of
Mardu. This is where we have to stop.
Remember, brave adventurer, you can come back at any time to continue your journey. If you want to learn more about our immersive stories, visit poptale.com. This game is powered by Fabella Creator. If you enjoyed playing, please consider leaving us a review at the store page.
So, that is The Bard's Tale, Warlocks of Largefur. And let me tell you, I like it. I like it a lot. We had a couple small issues that could just be, you know, it just could be infrastructure related. But I have to say, I love the combat. I love how it's designed. I love the strategic element of moving pieces around. I really enjoy this. And, you know, I'd love to play a lot more of this. So, but, you know, I think it's more like up to you guys to figure out your own paths, play this, enjoy the adventure. Again, you can find it on your Alexa device. And if you don't have a device, you can always play it on your computer and on your phone. So it is playable in multiple places. The cool thing is I like that there are some in-skill purchases. We got them. It was very simple to do. And I can't wait to see where the story picks up from. I don't think I will be doing more of this on stream for right now just because it's a brand new game. We'd like to let others play it. We don't want to ruin the story for those that may be wanting to play it for themselves. But hopefully that gives you a good example of what to look forward to in the game. And I hope that you play it, and I hope that you enjoy it. And if you do, please leave a review. Reviews are important. We need those. And I want to thank everyone over at Wonderword and Poptale for letting me play that for you guys. So next week, I'll be back with more exciting stuff. I'm not sure what we're playing yet. We've got a bunch of options for this year. So, you know, I'm going to look through the list, see what I want to play, see what looks fun. As always, though, if there's something you think I should be playing that I'm not playing, please let me know. We're going to try to revisit some stuff from last year, and hopefully we'll do that later on in the year. But if there's a review that I did that you don't agree with or something you think I should have covered differently and or better, please let me know. Want to thank everyone who wrote in. Want to thank everyone who tuned in. If you're watching this archive later, thanks for watching the archive. If you don't know already, we are on social media. Poptale Social on Twitter. We're Poptale on Facebook. And we are on YouTube. So please follow us there on all 3 of those platforms. YouTube especially. Let's keep growing that subscriber count. We're doing really good. Let's see if we can get to 200 sooner than later. We need your help to get there. Don't forget that there is VoiceSpark Live usually every week or so, and you can watch that on the corresponding channels. And, of course, big thanks to everyone who tuned in over on my channel. Always appreciate the support. I will see you guys next week. So thanks for being here. But as for now, good night and goodbye.